faucet. It wouldn't shut up.
Did you sleep last night?
No. I'll call Nancy and tell her to call her plumber.
Absolute discretion. Can I count on that?
Always.
Raymond Tusk. The president wants to tap him as the new VP. You and I cannot let that happen.
Why not?
Because a third of his fortune is tied up in nuclear energy. Sancorp does not want a pro-nuclear businessman in the White House.
Market is shifting toward natural gas anyway.
But Tusk wants to stall that shift or reverse it.
The vice president doesn't have that kind of influence.
This one would. He and Walker are very close. And it's in neither of our best interests to see Sancorp's position in the marketplace diminished.
What's the ask?
Tusk won't accept the nomination if he thinks his holdings are at risk. Sancorp needs to initiate a hostile takeover.
He's worth three times what Sancorp is.
I'm talking about the subsidiaries. We go after the companies that refine and ship the uranium, the support system.
Come on, Frank. Their stockholders are taken into account of huge financial exposure.
We just need to distract him. Send a few token salvos and intimate there's more to come. All I'm asking is that you speak to your client and see if this is something they might be willing to consider. The president announces Tusk on Friday, so we don't have a lot of time.
Make some calls.
Thank you, Remy.
If he doesn't deliver, I'm an invader without an army. If he does, I've got a fighting chance.
Just didn't feel that we could work together constructively any longer. I think that's a perfectly legitimate reason.
Of course it is. But what you can't do is fire someone for being pregnant.
Is that what she's saying?
Miss Cole claims that you said, quote, I need employees, not mothers, and quote, go focus on your baby.